Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. This morning, as I spent time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, In Christ Alone. And today's focus, today's topic is, In Christ, I Have God's Spirit. I don't know that there's a lot more powerful than knowing that God has placed His Spirit in those who are His children, those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ. See, we live in a time where it seems like there's a myriad of competing voices vying for our attention and trying to convince us to follow their way. And God has placed within us His Spirit to help us, to guide us, to direct us, to give us counsel, to help us to tap into that wisdom we talked about yesterday. And it's in time with God and His Word and in prayer that we begin to discern. We're able to tell. Jesus says that His sheep know His voice. They won't listen to a stranger's voice. They won't listen to the enemy's voice because they don't recognize it. But as the good shepherd, the sheep will listen to His voice. And as we spend time with God in prayer and His Word, we begin to recognize when the promptings that we have are really from God's Spirit, when they're from the enemy, when they're just noise from ourselves or from others. You see, living with God's Spirit is an all-encompassing thing. When you think about God, He talks about Himself being a jealous God, a God who does not coexist in our life. We live in a time where I still from time to time see bumper stickers that say coexist, and they have all of these religious symbols used to spell out the word. And while on one hand, God does want us to get along with our neighbors, that was a big problem in the nation of Israel, was the people decided that they could coexist spiritually, that they could keep an element of God in their life, and they could keep an element of idol worship. They could keep an element of paganism. They could keep an element of anything they wanted. And it always brought about disaster. And when we live as those who have God's Spirit within us, we recognize that that's all there's room for. That we must have already surrendered self. We must have surrendered the gods of this world. We must have surrendered the idols that we have tendencies to cling to. You see, God's Spirit doesn't simply want a corner of our life to kind of set up shop in. He wants the whole thing. He deserves the whole thing. And as we live with an awareness of God's Spirit within us, the day of Pentecost, as Peter preached a message of repentance, a message of conviction, we read that the people, the crowds, cried, "What in the world do we do?" Peter's response is to repent and be baptized, every one of you, that you might receive the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. When life gets difficult, when life is confusing, when the choices in front of you seem bad and worse. We can be confident, and you can be confident, that you don't have to make that choice alone. That God's Spirit wants to guide you, wants to direct you, wants to give you insight. So many times in my life, He does that by reminding me of scriptures that I've read, scriptures that I've memorized at some point in my life. He reminds me of what He's already said, of what God's revealed to us through His Word. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to pause and to examine, who are you listening to? The people around you? The schemes of the enemy? The Spirit of God? Or perhaps for most of us, at various times in the day, some combination of each. And then resolve to continually grow in listening more intently to what God says than to what anyone else does. Today we continue the weekly prayer guide that focus on being reconciled. And today's focus is to be reconciled before worship. Jesus talks about if you recognize that you have something against your brother has something against you. To deal with that before you come to God and offer your gift, offer your worship. We live in a time where, well, life is confusing. I can't open my social media accounts without feeling somebody is trying to tell me how I ought to feel, how I ought to respond, what's the right thing to do. And so many times the social media aspect of our world has a tendency to drown out the voice of God, because most of it is driven by emotion. Most of it is driven by how we feel right now. And God encourages us, even commands us, to be still and know that He is God. And so as you spend time today, if you're on social media, spend time being still. Especially before you respond, if you choose to respond. Much of what I see, at least, doesn't need a response from me. At least not a public one. Some of it needs a response in the way I live, in what I do. Some of it just needs ignored and not encouraged. But sorting through that, that's a job for the Spirit that lives within you. Use your social media feed as a prayer guide. To pray for people, to pray for events, to pray for the things going on around us in our world, in our nation, in our community. And listen. Listen to God. And be mindful of His Spirit within you. Let's spend some time praying. Father, thank You that You are a God that has chosen to dwell not only among us, but dwell within us. What an incredible thing. Father, it's amazing to read Scripture and to hear of Jesus choosing to let go of that grasp that he could have had on heaven itself to live among mankind. And then to realize you've gone even a step more personal than that, to placing your Spirit within us so that you would dwell within us. That the temple of the living God has moved from a building of stone to a heart of flesh. And Father, today may we live with an awareness of your Spirit within us. May our identity in Christ be confident because of that Spirit that you've placed within us. Father, may we become so accustomed to your voice, may we be so familiar with how you've revealed yourself in your word, that the guidance of your Spirit would seem natural. That we would recognize that above all other voices that vie for our attention. Father, help us to filter everything that we read and observe and hear through the wisdom of your Spirit. Father, today as we come to you, forgive us for the voices that we allow in, for the voices that we listen to more than we listen to your Spirit, for the things that we've made idols, for the times where we've tried to make life about a multitude of things and tried to treat them on equal ground. And in doing so, have shoved your Spirit into the recesses of our heart. And Father, may we empty ourselves of self, of idols, of the things that have held important in our life, so that there's room for your Spirit to dwell fully within us. Father, I continue to pray for the children of our communities and our homes. May you watch over and protect them. May you help them to grow in wisdom and grow in your Spirit. May they be filled with great peace and joy, even as the world goes crazy around them. May you give parents incredible wisdom in how to lead and parent in love. Father, I continue to pray that the things that we do would reflect Jesus. Whether it's in regard and response to the COVID-19 or the racial protest and all that's going on in our nation. May our actions and response not be driven so much by the emotions of others, but may they be driven by the Spirit that you've placed within us. And may your Spirit drive us to act justly, to show mercy, to walk humbly with you. Father, today as we live life May we live by the power of your Spirit. May the times and moments and hours that seem difficult today, be made more manageable by listening and following your Spirit. Oh, Father, today I pray that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart would be pleasing to you. That the things that we have allowed to cloud our minds, to quench that Spirit, would be recognized and dealt with. So that Jesus would shine brightly through us. Father, help us to love people like you love people. To listen, to hear the voice behind us saying, "This is the way, walk in it." And to be so aware of your presence and how you speak that we would know when that is you and when it isn't. Father, today may we be mindful of people that we may have had a tendency of overlooking in the past. Those invisible people that we just kind of drive by or walk by pretending they don't exist. May your Spirit within us prompt us to see them just as you see them. To value them just as you value them. To honor them just as you honor them. Father, as we live life today, may we lift up Jesus in all things, that he would draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you for joining me, whether you're joining me live here in the morning or watching this at some other time. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.